guys talking sports from a fan's perspective.
I just like what Carolina's putting together. I mean, their quarterback is better than Chad Henne. So Cam Newton's better than Chad Henne.
So would you say at the end of the season that you're willing to say Carolina's going to have a better record than the Dolphins?
I think so. I think Carolina will have a better record than the Dolphins because the Dolphins have a tougher division in the AFC East.
So are we taping this?
Okay, so yeah, end of the season, I want to go back to that one because I'm not buying. Cam Newton is good, but I'm not buying him as a quarterback as far as leading them to the promised land or winning season. I'm not buying it.
It's Rocket Boy Fisher. This is the RF Sports Show. Coming at you twice a week, only on
Deep End Media,
Cutting Edge Entertainment.
LeBron's a great player. I think he's really a great player, but I think there's something about him. It's just something that is his mission from his game. It's like he can do everything, but just can't do enough. Career-wise, Melo's averaging 24.8 points a game, but LeBron's averaging 27.7. But you know, this year, they're about even. But Melo's averaging 25, LeBron's averaging 26. Career-wise, the rebounding.
Talking the hottest sports topics.
With appearances from the hottest names in sports.
NBA, college basketball, NFL, Major League Baseball. Log on to rfsportsradio.com. RF Sports, powered by
Ooh Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to the RF Sports Radio Show. I'm your host, RF Rock Fisher. I'll be joined by my co-host, Royce, here in just a second. I want to welcome everyone to our program. Again, we are on 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m., to get you guys set and started for the brand new day and get you updated on what happened overnight and what's going to happen today and what to expect. Because you want to hear our opinion first, I would imagine. So let me bring on Royce Fisher. Royce, how are you, sir?
Good morning, Rodney. Tomorrow is your day to bring donuts.
Is it? Whose day was it today?
Yeah, I brought them today, tomorrow.
Oh, I didn't get any donuts. Oh, I did get a donut. Yes,
question
sorry.
Of the day, Rodney.
What's that?
What does Cincinnati, Oakland, Dallas, and Atlanta have in common?
What's that?
They all lost this weekend.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a common thread.
Okay. They all lost this weekend. Okay. Well, again, we got a lot to talk about, of course, today. You're going to rub it in about the Cowboys there each and every time. I want to remind everyone you can follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/RFSportsRadio or find us on the web at rfsportsradio.com. Also on deependmedia.net, who this presentation is being brought to you by. So let's jump right into it. And, of course, this is a fan participation show. It's a sports talk from a fan's perspective. So give us a call at 214-699-1942. That's 214-699-1942. Let's jump right into it with the latest in sports news and updates. And come to find out, we have some players that are going to miss the rest of the season, not due to injury, but to suspension. Fred Davis and Trent Williams, both of the Washington Redskins, have been suspended for 4 games, and they can't even come back until January the 2nd, which is the day after the last game of the season. So really, they're done for the season, based on failing some drug tests, several drug tests as has been reported, and the substance abuse policy of the NFL.
My understanding was, Rodney, that they tested positive during the lockout.
Yeah, yeah.
And several times after that.
Right.
You can't do drugs and play in the NFL.
Well, we do want to mention that it was what they say.
Recreational drugs.
Well, they say it wasn't steroids. They say it was performance enhancing. Which that could be a cover-up, too. We don't know. But they say performance-enhancing drugs. All right, so I don't know what performance you may be trying to enhance.
Well, that's what I said. I don't know what performance could be sleep.
Right.
Could be active mobility. I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. It could be a
first
wide variety of things.
First it was reported it was recreational.
Right.
So what does that mean?
That's what I'm saying. Now it's been reported as performance enhancing. So like I said, I don't know what performance you want to enhance. But nonetheless, you're going to miss the rest of the season. And Fred Davis, I got him on my fantasy football team, too, on my other team.
Yeah, he is on your team.
Yeah, I can't believe that, man.
Well, it's no worse than I've lost all my running backs.
Oh, yeah.
Fred Jackson, Matt Forte.
Yeah, which we're going to get into that as well, too. We got some hot topics today. In other latest news, of course, the NBA finally last night released their 66-game schedule. And this schedule comes out, Royce, they have 42 back-to-back sets in this schedule.
Yeah.
It's going to be a pretty grueling season for some teams.
And I think the Lakers have the worst. They start out, like, what, 4 or 5 games back-to-back on the road. Wow.
So it's going to be a lot. We're going to talk a little bit more about that and also look at the Mavericks schedule that's coming up and kind of see what they have
against them. Which I'm looking at right now.
They got a tough schedule, too.
They got a tough schedule, too.
Right at the start. They have a really tough schedule. We're also going to get into, of course, like I mentioned, the NFL injuries with Matt Forte. Should he come back? We're also going to talk a little bit about Andrew Luck and Peyton Manning. Can they coexist in Indianapolis? Also get into the Miami Money Marlins, what I call them now. They're called the Money Marlins
Big
now.
Money Marlins.
We'll talk about them and the latest on the Pujols deal. And we'll also finish up with some NBA talk on something I wrote on the website yesterday about Phil Jackson. I know he's retired, but I've got a scenario I think that really will work out good for.
You know, Rodney, when it comes to your
I think it will really work
basketball
out good
basketball predictions, you've been pretty off. Last year, you thought Carmelo Anthony was coming
to
Dallas.
I know.
You know, you thought a lot of stuff was going to happen. It hadn't happened. Or your predictions have been pretty bad.
Yeah, they have been their best. Let's just say that. But I can still dream, as they say. I can still dream. In other latest news, Brett Favre has finally come out and said he has no contact from anyone. He's not going to play. Are you surprised by that? You think that some teams should really take a look at him, or is he just sitting at home?
Thank you, Brett, for not coming back. I really do appreciate that. I'm pretty sure a lot of other fans appreciate that. I, for one, don't want to see Brett Favre come back.
Well, Brett Favre, I think right now, though, if he comes back into the league, he's better than a few quarterbacks, I think, that are starting right now. Don't you think?
No.
Don't you think he's better than Tyler Palco, better than J.J. Watt, than some of these other quarterbacks?
Well, in his heyday, he probably was. But as of now, he's a lot older. I don't think he can last right now.
You don't think so?
No.
Okay.
He's been throwing to high school boys, you know. So I don't think
he's not NFL players.
It's a That's big
true.
Difference.
And under their pass rush as well, too. That brings me to another question about another quarterback, and that's Donovan McNabb. No contact for Donovan McNabb yet. He's not on the team. He hasn't been approached. No rumors. Nothing circulating about Donovan McNabb. Is it done for him?
I think he's done. He's not Randy Moss. Remember when Randy Moss was let go? They picked him up real quick. But nobody, I mean, it's kind of hard with all these quarterbacks going down, all these backups. Third stringers playing and starting, that nobody wants Donovan McNabb. Why do you think that is?
I don't know. It's the thing. It's like I was kind of surprised that Chicago didn't even consider it. They may be considered. I don't know. But Caleb Haney, I mean, how long are you going to let him play like that? You know, I mean, you watch your season go to waste, a great season you put together, or at least started with Cutler at quarterback. You don't know if he's going to come back in time. If he does come back, it's going to be playoffs, so you might not even make the playoffs. So how long can you let Caleb Haney play like that when you see other teams making plans? I mean, you're seeing Houston sign Jake DeLome as a backup, and they're getting ready to sign Jeff Garcia as well, too, in Houston.
Yeah, you know, there are a lot of other guys available. Like I said, Jeff Garcia would be a perfect fit for Chicago. But without a running game, Rodney, they're in trouble.
Either way,
Cutler was back. Yeah, with no running game, they're in trouble. Matt Forte was leading the league in rushing.
Yeah.
Before he went down, and Jay Cutler's out. And is Jay Cutler becoming an accident-prone quarterback?
It seems like he started in Denver. When they need him.
And then now here we are again in Chicago. Remember last year in the playoffs, he came out of the game because he said he was hurt.
This year he's hurt.
He didn't finish. So what's the take on Jay Cutler?
As far as I'm concerned, my fan perspective on Jay Cutler is the guy's a gamer. I mean, you have to keep him. You have to keep him healthy. And the Bears really didn't do a good job of that this season. He got sacked a lot early on this season. Just like he did last season. And the Bears have got to do a better job of getting better offensive linemen in there to help Jay Cutler. Because if you give him time to pass and give him a pocket, he's one of the best out there.
That's true. And great improvement from last year. Last year, I think he led the league in sacks.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
this year, they're a little bit better.
He's not good enough.
They didn't do anything to address that too much. But he's had better protection this year than he did last year. He's getting a chance to throw the ball. And it shows in the stats, and they are winning. But last year, Jay Cutler spent most of the season on his back.
Yeah.
Like he's going to spend the rest of this season on his back, too.
Yeah, watching TV.
So I don't know the deal on that, but I don't think nobody wants that of McNabb. He's had several chances, several different teams.
I know. And what hurts him the most,
you know, as much as I like him, I always liked him as a quarterback. Nobody seems to want him.
What hurts him the most, I think, is the fact that the last two seasons have been a bust. You know, with Washington getting benched for Rex Grossman. I mean, come on now.
Yeah.
What quarterback should be in the league that gets benched for Rex Grossman?
And that's why Chicago should be happy. They had Rex Grossman.
Yeah,
they went through the Rex Grossman era. Yeah, who wants Rex on the team?
And then you go to Minnesota, and you know you're just basically you're driving the car up until Christian Ponder gets his driver's license, right? I mean, he's a young quarterback. You're trying to mentor this guy along, and you get replaced by Christian Ponder, you know, before midway in the season. And the other thing is, as a veteran that's been in the league, what, 13 years now?
Yeah.
Shouldn't you go ahead and take that back seat and help out a young Christian Ponder? Shouldn't you start thinking about what you're going to do next in your career, like helping out young quarterbacks? Because, honestly, your days as a starter could be over. It's time to start thinking about your backup role and playing the backup role the best way you can. And what better place to be a backup than in Minnesota, where you got Adrian Peterson as a running back? You can always come in and get something done. Why not take the backup role then?
You know, at one time, Donovan McNabb was one of the greatest quarterbacks to play the game.
Was he?
But
was he?
Yeah, he was great. Now, he was pretty good in his heyday.
Yeah.
Having said that, Minnesota had a great team. All they needed was a quarterback. I thought Donovan would be a great fit for Minnesota.
What happened to that team? They won the NFC Championship.
And I don't know. You got Adrian Peterson running the ball, great defensive backs. You know, on offense and defense. And I don't understand why it didn't work there. Apparently, Donovan is washed up.
He has to be. I mean, for 40-year-old Brett Favre can get you to an NFC Championship game, you would think Donovan McNabb could get you.
Yeah, hand the ball to Adrian Peterson, throw every now and then. I mean, what else was there to do in Minnesota?
Yeah, that's true. Another late breaking.
Christy Harmon.
Yeah, you got a lot of people out there.
Wow, great team.
You got a good defense. You got Jared Allen back there. You got a good defense, too.
Yeah, great teams. I don't know what happened.
Well, the other latest news that broke overnight, the Big East is starting to make some transitions. Now, they're going to be losing Syracuse, a few other teams also, but they're going to be picking up Boise State, San Diego State, SMU, University of Central Florida, and Houston. Now, Boise State and San Diego State are going to be football-only teams.
Right.
The Big East is a basketball conference. Let's not make no mistake about that. They're big in basketball. So you're still going to have SMU, University of Central Florida, Houston. Are they going to be able to replace those Syracuse teams, those West Virginia teams? You know, they're going to be losing some pretty big basketball schools, too.
No, but they will get
frequent
flyer miles. So that's the only thing they're going to get out of that, to come all the way from the East Coast to California, to Texas, to Florida, to Boise State. Yeah. That's a pretty good travel itinerary.
Now, make no mistake about it. They're doing this because, you know, the teams that are going in there, like Boise State, SMU, Houston, San Diego State, they're going because they want that automatic BCS bowl bid. You know, if they win the Big East, they automatically get into a BCS game. We're talking $17, $20 million by winning the Big East. So is it a good move for Boise State, for SMU, to go ahead and go to the Big East?
Well, I don't know about Boise State, but for SMU, they got to be happy about that, to finally get recognition and get back in a pretty good division. You know,
that's a good point.
It's good for SMU. And Houston, too.
Yeah.
Boise State, I don't know. It
I mean,
like,
with Boise State being like, in that, they're in that Mountain West, their biggest competition was TCU.
I know, that's a long way to travel all the way up and down the East Coast. You go on a road trip.
Yeah, you're right.
You might have to stay a couple of days.
And I think that's the whole reason why they didn't want to take the basketball team over there, too, because if you think about it, basketball, you play a lot more games than football.
That's true.
You know, football is one game a week. You can make that travel once a week, but to go over there and have those kids stay over there for maybe a week on the East Coast playing games.
Yeah, now I'm glad to see Houston and SMU move up.
I like that.
In class. That's pretty good, especially after the great season Houston had this year. To see them go is great. But, you know, they're trying to find some teams to fill the board.
Yeah.
I think they're reaching out. Like I said, we talked about this yesterday. This thing has gotten ugly.
Yeah.
You know, so they just trying to fill some spots of people that left, you know.
Yeah. And, I think it's a good move, though. I think it's a good move for football, for the Big East, and also for the schools involved, because now SMU can start really rebuilding their program,
right,
putting something together. You got June Jones in there. They've had some success
great
with him.
Great coach, yeah.
Now, he's being courted by the Pac-12. A couple of schools over there are looking at him to come over there to the Pac-12, so he may not be here next year. But nonetheless, they've got an opportunity now to get that revenue from the TV contracts. Because make no mistake about it, the Big East is on TV.
Oh, yeah.
They're on TV.
Every week.
They're on TV, basketball and football. And now they have a chance to really go out there and do some good recruiting and get back to where they were. Houston, a school like that.
Yeah, great.
You know, if they were able to do what they did this year in the Big East, they would be in the BCS game.
But
no doubt about
are they going out of that class? That's the thing.
We're going to find out. Then we're going to definitely find out. We're going to find out exactly about that. Let's jump to a little baseball talk real quick and jump into our fan perspective part of our show, which we basically give you everything from a fan perspective. Now, we want to talk about the Miami Money Marlins is what I want to call them.
Big Money Marlins.
The Big Money Marlins. And where's this money coming from? That's all I want to know. Where's this money coming from?
They couldn't even put out a release of how much money they offering Albert.
Oh, man.
You know, it's undisclosed amount, but 10 years, man, what do you think that's worth?
Man, okay.
$250 million.
Okay, the Cardinals have said they've offered him $220 million. Now, I don't think the Cardinals offered him 10 years. Maybe, I don't know, eight years at the most. I don't know. It's hard to speculate, but they didn't offer him 10 years because that was a hold up in him to getting the deal done
before
last season and during last season. So, if the Marlins have offered him 10 years, my estimation is they probably offered him 10 years.
Close to 300.
Probably 250.
Yeah, I'm saying at least 250.
Probably 250, maybe like something like a Alex Rodriguez type deal, $25 million a year.
I was just thinking that Rodriguez.
Yeah.
Do you want a guy for 10 years that long with that kind of money?
I
mean, that's
and
a lot.
And he's going to be in his 40s.
That's what
he's
I'm talking
about. He's going to be 40,
about.
You know, when he finishes.
Do you sign those contracts thinking that they don't last 10 years? Or do you just go in there to lock him up for the rest of his baseball career?
I mean, but let's look at what the Marlins have done during this baseball winter meetings. I mean, they're right here in Dallas having these winter meetings. Now, they have signed Jose Reyes to $106 million. They've signed Heath Bell to $27 million in 3 years. They've signed Hanley Ramirez. So now in their infield alone, they got $66 million tied up in five players, and their biggest payroll ever has been $66
million. Yeah, that's true. It's probably some guy walking around Dallas Hotel now with a suitcase full of money.
Yeah.
Probably need to go find him. He's in our town.
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Yeah, he probably has a briefcase with handcuffs on it. You know?
Walking
around with a briefcase full of money. Man, I mean, is that going to set the precedent for baseball rate? You know,
that's what I'm trying to.
So C.J. Wilson will probably get a ton of money.
And C.J. Wilson right now is looking like perhaps being an Anaheim Angel.
Yeah, and we talked about him during the playoffs. You know, did his stock go up or down? Apparently it didn't
because it's just him and Mark Burley is all you're hearing about.
Right,
you know, those two pitchers. But back to the Marlins, where are they getting this money from? They got a brand new stadium in Miami. They changed the name to the Miami Marlins. I mean, no matter what they do, if they put all this money to the team, are people still going to go see them in Miami?
One thing about it, they will fill the stadium. There's no doubt about it.
But in Florida, more like a minor league.
And you talked about
camp type of
stadium. That's where they do have it. But you know, you talked about the money. It is in Florida, so no telling where they get their
Miami too, yeah.
income
yeah,
from.
You're right. It is Miami. So,
they could have made a couple of boat runs.
You see the story of how South Beach was built. All
right.
So.
Right. So that could be one where maybe they a big fish catching or something off the shores of Florida. But I will say this though. This is going to be what we got to look forward to this baseball season, these big contracts, these guys getting signed.
Like it.
And it's
it
not
like
a whole lot of names out there.
Right.
You know, but the guys' names that are out there are going to get paid, man, real big.
Sounds like it really does. I mean, the Marlins right now are the team that's making all the moves when it comes to what's happening in baseball right now. And there's still some more dominoes to drop. We got to find out where Prince Fielder is going to be.
Yeah.
Pujols, what he's going to do, he's going to stay in St. Louis to go to Miami.
Man, we have talked about the Yankees.
Yeah, the Yankees are coaching. They're working on something. We don't know what, but they're working on something. Just like the Rangers are working on something.
The Rangers need to work on something. 2 years back-to-back, they couldn't get it done.
Yeah.
There's a missing piece out there somewhere.
Yeah, and I think it starts with the pitching, too. I think they need to get some nice quality starting pitching.
Keep CJ?
I think they should go out. I think they should try to keep CJ or go out to Mark Burley. You got to go. You have to have one or the other.
Well, you know, Rodney, you didn't say that during the playoffs about CJ. You were kind of down on him.
I was down on him, but I'm just saying. I mean, if you look at what's available for us right now, I mean, you have to go with one of those two guys, CJ or Mark Burley. Now, I've seen CJ, and what bothers me about him is what he does in the playoffs. So I'm fine with Mark Burley coming
in.
He did a
Cliff Lee in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Exactly what he did.
But Mark Burley will be cheaper, and I think he'll be just as consistent as CJ.
Well, how do you feel about Feliz going to be the starting pitcher?
You know what? They tried it in training camp last year. Didn't really work. Feliz, it's a mental thing with him.
Yeah.
It's all mental.
I don't think he can play a starting role.
Yeah, it's all mental for Feliz. So,
the Rangers need to go up to pitching.
Yeah.
I agree.
They've got to go out to pitching.
That's one thing
some contracts coming up. They have to sign, too, with Josh Hamilton. And, of course, you're going to have to eventually pay Nelly Cruz. You're going to have to pay all these other guys. So, yeah, you got to go out to pitching right now while you have the chance to.
Yeah, I agree.
And, of course, in teams and funding teams and how teams fund themselves, as we're trying to figure out how the Marlins got all this money, one team that's not really worried about money today, Royce, and that's the Green Bay Packers.
No. Are you buying stock?
Well, the stock did go public yesterday, and one share was $275 for a share of Packers stock. And their goal was, and this is an interesting dynamic. Now, we all know that Green Bay is about the size, if you live here locally in Dallas, about the size of Louisville.
It's a small town, okay?
So Green Bay is a fan-owned team. They're owned by the fans and the patrons of Green Bay, so they buy stock into them. And they went ahead and sold stock yesterday, $275 a share, because they want to raise money for renovations for Lambeau Field. They plan to raise anywhere from $30 million and some people as high as $60 million for stock. And I thought this was kind of interesting thing that a team like this in a small market, listen up NBA, small market team, kind of passing the hat around to get fans involved in what's going on. I mean, do you think that's a good strategy? I mean, asking the fans to, hey, put in $275, get some stuff going and start winning. And they only offer stock after Super Bowl years. The last time they did this was in 97, I'm sorry, after they won in 96. Now they're doing it now because they won last year. They only offer stock after the Super Bowl years, which is pretty smart.
Well, Ron, I will say this. If the Dallas Cowboys were undefeated, I believe you would buy stock.
Probably right.
In the Cowboys.
Probably right.
But, you know, that works for Green Bay. It always has been, like you said, small town, small market. But they've always supported Green Bay.
Yeah.
That city always has. You know, and I can remember back in the 60s, it was a big deal to own stock of Green Bay. I guess it's fashionable again today.
Yeah.
The market is falling. Stock market is falling. So I guess with the winning record that Green Bay has, why not invest in Green Bay?
Well, that's the thing.
Aaron Rodgers, I mean, he's going to be there for a while.
Okay. Do you think other teams should do the same thing, small market teams?
I do. And if it works and raise capital.
Like, yeah.
Yes, why not?
Look at teams like Jacksonville. You look at teams like
Charlotte.
NBA teams,
right.
You know. that in smaller markets. Milwaukee Bucks, for instance, right there in Wisconsin.
Right. Oklahoma
City.
Right.
Okay, so here's my question. If Mark Cuban said right now, he said, we just won this title. They just won a championship last year. Mark Cuban says, hey, guys, I'm going to pass the hat around. I'm going to let you buy some stock into the Mavs at $300 a pop. And we're going to take this money. We're going to sign Tyson Chandler. We're going to sign Karamba. We're going to sign everybody. We're going to pay our luxury tax. We're going to sign the team we had last year. Would you do it?
I'd be glad to give Mark Cuban some money and let him invest it because he's made a fortune off his money. Yeah, I probably would.
If you knew,
you own stock in GE.
Yeah.
You own stock in Boeing. Why not own stock in an NFL team? The dividends got to pay off.
Yeah.
Because people do watch football. It's one of the most popular sports in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And if it works for Green Bay, why not, for Charlotte, Tennessee, Nashville, or anywhere else?
So Mark Cuban asked you to fork over $300 so he could re-sign Tyson Chandler, re-sign that team. You had no problem with that?
Yeah, if I can get a seat way in the back on the board.
No, I mean, no seat, though. No seat, just straight stock.
Yeah, I probably would.
I would, too.
I mean, if you take a chance in the stock market.
I would, too.
The way the economy is, you might as well take a chance on the NBA, or sports, because sports will be here. People do enjoy sports. People do go to sports. Even when the economy is good or bad, they still love their sports. Now, I need a beer company and a sports franchise, and I'd be set, wouldn't I?
Yeah, I think you would. I mean, I like this idea. I think the NBA teams that are struggling right now should adopt the same idea. And for your patrons to the Packers, at $275, you get a chance to vote when they have to make big decisions. Now, it's a minimal vote. We get the chance to vote. You also get a nice stock diploma paper that says, hey, you own stock in the Packers.
No seat at the stadium, though, right?
Well, I think the biggest thing that you get from them is you get a chance to actually say we.
Yeah, that's
you
true.
You can say we. And someone has a question, you say, hey, I don't play for them. I own them.
Yeah, you have a certificate of ownership.
Yeah.
But, I would like to buy stock in Dallas Cowboys. First thing I would do would be fire who, Rodney?
Ooh. We got
Jason Garrett
and
Tony Romo would be the first two people I'd fire. But, yeah, I'd buy stock in Dallas, but we'll have to oust Jerry.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that next. When we take a quick break, when we come back, we'll get into some Cowboys talk, a little bit about Garrett and why I think there's really no excuse for what Garrett did whatsoever. We're also going to talk about contract talk in the NFL with the injuries. Should you come back from injury if you're looking for a big contract? And we're getting to Andrew Luck. Should him and Peyton coexist in Indianapolis? Or is it not going to work at all? And we still
got
NBA.
They need more than Andrew Luck.
Yeah.
Yeah, they need more than Luck.
And we still got NBA talk coming up as well. Don't forget to give us a call, 214-699-1942. Give someone a call and wake them up. Some of the RF Sports Radio Show is on
deependmedia.net.
Have you ever listened to talk radio and thought, hey, I could do that? Well, here's your chance. Deep End Media can give you the airtime to host your own radio show, and the best part is you can choose the subject matter. Sports, politics, pop culture, music, or choose your own topic and create your own genre. Join the movement. Call 214-636-0558 or email deependmedia@yahoo.com. Deep End Media, cutting edge entertainment.
I got up this morning late again, rushing, trying to get to the station. Didn't have time to fix coffee or breakfast or even grab a lunch. And I jumped in my car and realized, I don't even have gas. I stopped by the Texaco in DeSoto on Hampton and Pleasant Run. Walked in and immediately thought, this can't be a gas station. And I was right. It was Maryland's Fine Foods. The friendly staff there was able to give me a fresh-made breakfast from scratch, also a gourmet box lunch, and not to mention a tank of gas, too. I got to work and had an awesome day, and then thought my family would love to have a break from fast food. So I went online to Maryland's Fine Foods and placed an order for my entire family. And you know what? When I got to DeSoto, it was hot and ready for me to pick up on my way in. Trust me, guys, you got to try Maryland's Fine Foods, located in DeSoto at Hampton Road and Pleasant Run. Give them a call at 972-274-1070. That's 972-274-1070. Or try them online at marylandsfinefoods.com.
Oh, yeah, the wait is finally over. The new release from Rifleman, Smoke in the City, available now. Album features Flow Fly, Mayhem, Kenpo Jack, and the Grit Boys, with many, many other. Also featuring production from super producer, none other than Big Crit. Available now at all of your favorite online retailers, iTunes, Amazon, Napster, Rhapsody, 7 Digital, E-Music, and every other major online retailer that you can think of. Don't wait, go pick up Smoke in the City now.
This is RF with the RF Sports Radio Show. Do you have a business, a product, a service, or a website, and you need more customers? Advertise with the fastest growing internet sports radio show and market your business to sports fans worldwide. Don't miss a unique opportunity to capitalize on the biggest marketing genre in the world. Email me at rfsportsradio@gmail.com. That's rfsportsradio@gmail.com. We have options for every budget, and don't let business pass you by.
It's RF Sports Show.
RF Sports Show. Talking sports.
Yeah, he's playing excellent in the playoffs, and Dirk is unguardable. We said that on our previous shows leading up to this Mavs game, and he really presented it tonight. 24 points tonight, and when they come back to Dallas, he's even better at home, much better than he is on the road. So we're definitely going to see a lot more from Dirk in this series. He's really going to be the one, I think, to push his team over the hump. I said a lot about the Mavs, that they really think they're going to win this game, but they showed me something tonight. I mean, I like the way this team's playing right now.
Talking sports.
From a fan's perspective.
Mondays, right after Saturday Night Lights, and Wednesdays, right after the breakdown, right here on Deep End Radio. DeepEndMedia.net and RSSportsRadio.com.
Welcome, everyone, back to our program. Got you guys up early this morning. We're on again 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m.
Coffee, no, donuts, yes. Got to have the both.
I'm telling you. We got through talking about a lot of stuff that's going on here lately in the world of sports. I want to get on to a topic we touched on yesterday with the Dallas Cowboys. A story that seems to not go away. Jason Garrett and his decision-making at the end of that game. And he didn't do himself any favors with the whole, I don't have a good answer for that. You know, when he asked these tough questions, had he just come out, Royce, and said, you know what, I made a mistake, it's on me, let's move forward. Had he done that, I think it wouldn't be such a big deal right now. I think it would have blown over. I mean, you see other coaches do it all the time. I mean, Mike.
Tomlin.
Yeah, he does it all the time. Andy Reid.
Andy Reid takes blame.
Yeah, Mike Smith, you know, the guy in Atlanta, he did the same thing over this past week. So.
Right.
If he just admitted that he made a mistake, all this would be over with.
Well, Rodney, I think you and the other listeners out there need to face the fact that the Dallas Cowboys is really not that good of a team, not that good of a head coach either. So when you put the two together, you don't have a very good team.
Yeah.
So that's my take on that. And I did mention Cincinnati, Oakland, Cowboys, and Atlanta. None of those key teams can beat the Green Bay Packers. So, I mean, are they fake? Is the Cowboys for real? Is this team a contender?
I mean, they're up and down.
I never thought they were from the beginning of the season. I thought they had a chance. It's something about this team that just doesn't seem to gel. They play good 1 week and terrible the next week. And they're not consistent. Is that the head coach part or that the players?
Well, that's what I want to kind of touch on, because I think there's really no excuse for Garrett. Because, okay, let's think about it. I've heard everyone's opinion. I've seen writers write this in local newspapers nationwide. They're all saying that, well, maybe Garrett didn't know what the timeouts were. There's no excuse for that.
There's no excuse for not knowing that.
There's no excuse for not knowing that.
You got too many people on the side.